I'm Danny Gathright with Sierra Pacific Marketing, the home of the Marketing for Success Academy. Today we're going to talk about things that highly successful business owners do. Many small business owners are still barely keeping their heads above the water. And yet, while the economy is still sluggish, there are some entrepreneurs who are actually thriving. Let's find out what it is they're doing differently, and maybe we can help you succeed as well. I've talked to plenty of entrepreneurs who are just barely eking by right now, and one of the most common complaints I hear from longtime business owners is, "My marketing is just not working anymore." What's interesting is that most of them aren't doing anything different to market or to grow their business, even though they know that the marketplace has clearly changed. On the other hand, I know other small business owners who have experienced unprecedented growth this past year. I'm talking growth that would be considered stellar even in a good economy. So what are successful entrepreneurs doing differently? Well, based on my experience and observation, here's a list of 9 things that successful small business owners are doing that you can do also. Number 1, forget about the state of the economy. I know, it sounds counterintuitive. Rather, pay attention to how the economy changes your prospective buyer's behavior, but don't let the gloom and doom get you down. If you sell a product or service that is truly helpful or useful, there will always be customers willing to buy it. You're just going to have to work a little harder to find them. Number 2, you can offer something new. If people aren't buying what you're currently selling, and they used to, that's a sign that something needs to be changed. And the knee-jerk reaction is to cut your price. But what that does is it devalues what you offer and will put you into a death spiral of price-cutting wars with your competition. Instead, try adding value by creating new packages out of products and services that you already have, or updating a current offering. Even better, bring something completely new to the table. Hold a workshop, write an ebook, sell a new product or product bundle. Offer some training programs, or even delve deeper into a specific aspect of what you already sell. And number 3, stop guessing. Find out from your prospects and your clients and your customers what it is they need, and give that to them. You can do this by surveying your customers in person, by phone, or email, using short written questions. Number 4, embrace technology. The internet is the place to make your mark in the community, and social networking tools make it super easy to market your business on the web. Also, your website is your storefront to the world, so don't ignore the look and functionality, or you will be driving your customers away. Number 5, build your list. Even before the internet, business gurus said the money is in the list. In other words, you need a list of past, current, and potential customers so that you can educate them about your products and services. When they know, like, and trust you, they are more likely to buy from you. You can do this the old-fashioned way by collecting contact information over the phone or in your office or store, and then sending out printed materials. Or you can do it the modern way by having an awesome offer and a sign-up system on your website. And then you can stay in touch with email campaigns. Number 6, provide value. The days of the pushy salesperson are gone. Prospects don't have extra cash burning a hole in their pocket, so they expect good value for their time and money. Rather than focusing only on selling your products and services, spend more time on how you can be a helpful problem solver in your marketing materials and see if you get better results. Number 7, embrace mixed media marketing. Silver bullets don't exist when it comes to marketing. Instead of focusing on just one media or just one tactic, create a strategy and a plan that uses as many as you can to reach your potential customers. For example, write a weekly blog, host workshops, post audio and video on your website, post in social media, and even go to live networking events. Number 8, keep learning. Times and technology are changing fast, and it's up to you to stay on top of what's new and what's working. But you can't do that if you're always busy in your business. Take some time to read a new book, read online articles from popular people in your field, attend teleseminars and workshops, and go to industry-specific conferences. Finally, stop doing it yourself, and this is a biggie. The people I know who have successful growing businesses and fulfilling lives have figured this one out. And it's even truer in the internet age. What you need to do is hire the professional to do the hard stuff and do what you do best. Because otherwise you become jack of all trades and master of none. And when you do this, it hurts your quality and your reputation. So face it, You don't have time to become skilled at doing everything it takes to market, to grow, and to run your business. Eventually, you will hit a wall. Business growth will stop, and you'll become exhausted, and you'll burn out. Sierra Pacific Marketing Solutions are the experts at designing and developing websites that are both functional and attractive, as well as giving you training on how to grow your business. So give us a call at 559-412-4851 for a free consultation, and let us show you how we can grow your business today. Thank you.